Hello, dear friends. How are you? Devotion tonight. The title is Our Eyes Are on You. And the verse that I'd like to read to you tonight is found in Matthew 21, verses 22. And everything you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. You know, last Tuesday, I woke up early in the morning and immediately started thanking God for giving me a good night's sleep. And I felt very healthy. I also thanked Him for His many blessings and for giving me a new day to live. I said, Lord, I have everything and I have no desire in the world except this simple request. Please open the church. Our church. I believe with all my heart that the majority of us, if not all, have been hoping to see the doors of our church open, eagerly waiting for the day to see each other, to worship our Lord, renew our fellowship, and go back to normal with our weekly schedule. Oh, how I miss it. Daily we watch all government officials from the president down to the representatives in counties, cities, and towns briefing us about this plague, trying to figure out a way to return to normalcy. We hear all kinds of stories, good and bad, then wait for another day of news. Friends, every responsible person is trying to find a way out of this catastrophe. Confusing? Yes. Perplexing and frightening? Of course. We do not know what to do to end it. It is true what we heard from Randy a couple of weeks ago. We are fighting an invisible enemy. And what can we do? Well, let's turn to the Bible and see what can we learn tonight. I believe with all my heart that the Word of God is the answer to every problem. Let's open the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And we read there that King Jehoshaphat, who went through a painful and fearful experience, threatening his kingdom. And hopefully, it will help encourage us in what we are facing today. Three armies from the enemies, the Moabites, Ammonites, and Maonites, formed a front and announced war against Jehoshaphat and are prepared to invade Judah. And the king, needless to say, was afraid, but he turned his attention to seek the Lord. He did not stop there. He sent messengers seeking help from all the cities of Judah to pray, and they did. The king led the whole congregation, and look at verse 13 of chapter 20, and it says, and all Judah was standing before the Lord with their infants, wives, and their children. This is what we need today, and this is what we need to do in the face of this deadly virus. Let's look now at what this godly king did. One, he praised God, ruler of all the earth. He acknowledged that there is no power that can stand before our God. And he said, he reminded God of their past victories over their enemies. He cried in distress and humbled himself for deliverance. He left the destiny of the nation in God's hands. He surrendered to the will of God for the results. And he ended up his prayer with the cry, we are powerless. We don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Oh, dear friends, don't you feel at this stage like this king praying, to whom shall we go? The only cure for our dilemma, I believe with all my heart, as I said, is prayer. What we are facing today is worse than anything we have ever seen before. We can honestly say we do not know what to do. We cannot figure things out for ourselves, and we are uncertain what to do next. We're facing a serious situation that is bigger than the world can handle. But we know our God. He is a God of impossibilities, the God of wonders who has solutions. Did not the Lord say, everything you ask in prayer, believing you shall receive? I would like to remind you how the Lord intervened at a crucial time, saying to Jehoshaphat, in the mouth of the prophet, do not fear or be dismayed because of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. For the battle is not yours, but God. You will find it in chapter 20 and verse 15. The Lord gave the solution at just the right time. He had allowed an impossible situation to teach the nation that if they would trust him, nothing would be impossible. Let's turn to him for his mercy. Lord, at this hour of need, our eyes are on you. That's the time to call on the Lord to show us mighty things. We need heavenly intervention. Our God loves us and wants to help us. I believe that he will. Let's bond together in prayer. Each family take time and seek God's will and a quick solution so we may go back to worship and worship him collectively all together. God is able and he answers prayers. He will not disappoint his people. Did God disappoint Jehoshaphat? I will read verses in the same chapter, 20 verses 23 and 25. And it says, for the sons of Ammon and Moab rose up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, destroying them completely. And when they had finished with the inhabitants of Seir, they helped to destroy one another. And when Judah came to the lookout of the wilderness, they looked toward the multitude, and behold, they were corpses lying on the ground, and no one had escaped. Isn't it wonderful how God works? He works in mysterious ways. And what is an impossibility becomes a possibility for him. I leave you with this verse. In 1 John 5:14, 15, he writes, and this is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we have asked from him. Amen. Until next week. Keep healthy, stay safe, and may the Lord continue to bless you.